Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. In fact, if you missed Tuesday's edition of the podcast, I do want to encourage you to consider going back a couple of episodes and playing catch up. Listen to that one as it gets ready for the content today. I think there are seasons in life where people naturally begin to question, why on earth am I on this earth? A lot of times I'll talk to people, and in fact, this last Sunday being in person, I talked to a number of people, and I got to hear some of the story that I've missed over the last 6 months. Some of it was filled with highs, and honestly, some of it was filled with lows for different people. And one of the temptations in the middle of those low moments is to wonder, are my best days behind me? In other words, have I crossed some imaginary finish line and is it all downhill from here? Now, in some ways, a finish line is a good thing where you feel like you can finally rest and do other things. But oftentimes, when people feel like they've crossed that finish line, they feel like they don't have a purpose. And they begin to ask questions of themselves. Why am I here? Why am I on this earth? Do I have anything left to contribute? And so today, if you find yourself in that situation, if you find yourself in a season where you're beginning to question why you're on this earth, I want to say unequivocally today that your best days are still in front of you. Your best days are still in front of you. And the reminder is this, that if you're not dead, then God is not done with you. One of the authors I've been exposed to over the last several years is a gentleman named Andy Andrews. If you've never heard of Andy and you need some words of encouragement, I would encourage you to check out any of his writings and his YouTube videos. But in his book, The Noticer, in chapter 6, there's a character named Jones. And Jones is the personification of wisdom. And as Jones is talking, they make 6 points to somebody that had given up hope. And I just want to read these off to you and give you these 6 points that if you feel like maybe you're wondering, why am I here? Here's 6 reminders. Number one, God has a purpose for every single person. God has a purpose for every single person. Number two, you're not going to die until that purpose is fulfilled. You will not die until that purpose is fulfilled. Number three, if you're still alive, then you haven't completed what you were put on this earth to do. It's undone. Number four, if you haven't completed what you were put on this earth to do, then your very purpose has not been fulfilled. Number five, if your purpose has not been fulfilled, then the most important part of your life is still in front of you. And then number six, you have yet to make the most important contribution you can. In fact, Jones goes on to say, if the most important part of your life is still ahead of you, then even during the worst times, one can be assured that there is more laughter ahead, more success to look forward to, more children to teach and help, more friends to touch and influence. There is proof of hope for more. And I want to encourage you today. I don't know how those simple truths and that challenge sits with you today, but I will say this, and here's what Andy Andrews, the author, says. If you're still alive, then you haven't completed what you were put on this earth to do. Or the way we say it around here at Sugar Hill Church is, if you're not dead, then God's not done with you. You may be old, you may be sick, you may be divorced, you may have kids that aren't speaking with you anymore, you may be out of work, you may be broke, you may be discouraged, but you're not dead yet. You're not dead yet. You are not dead yet, and that is proof that you still have not completed what you're put on this earth to do. So I want to encourage you, my friend, you've got a reason for being here. Discover that purpose and live it out. Have a great day. We love you guys. We can't wait to see you back here tomorrow, and then I hope you'll join us either in person or online at live.sugarhill.church. If you can join us in person, swing by the website sugarhill.church/regather to RSVP and to give us a heads up you're coming. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.